Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is Jordan. Today we're diving into Microsoft's absolutely explosive third quarter 2026 earnings report that just dropped. Jordan, before we get started, I need to remind our listeners that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, where do we even begin with these Microsoft numbers? They just reported record results across the board. Revenue hit $82.9 billion, up 18% year-over-year, and earnings per share came in at $4.27. But the real headline here is their AI business. It's now at a $37 billion annual run rate, growing 123% year-over-year.
That AI growth rate is just staggering. But let's put this in perspective. Microsoft Cloud overall generated $54 billion in revenue, up 29%. So AI is becoming a massive piece of their puzzle. What really caught my attention was Satya Nadella talking about how we're at the beginning of one of the most consequential platform shifts as agents become the dominant workload.
Absolutely. And you can see this playing out in their Copilot numbers. Microsoft 365 Copilot now has over 20 million paid seats. That's 250% growth year-over-year. Even more impressive, they're seeing weekly engagement levels that match Outlook. Think about that. People are using Copilot as much as they use email.
That's a great point about user engagement, and they shared some fascinating customer wins. Accenture alone has over 740,000 seats, which is their largest Copilot deal to date. Companies like Bayer, Johnson & Johnson, and Mercedes are all committing to 90,000-plus seats. But Jordan, what I found really interesting was this shift in business model that Amy Hood kept emphasizing.
Yes, the transition from traditional per-seat pricing to what they're calling seats plus consumption. It's happening across their portfolio, from productivity to coding to security. GitHub Copilot actually announced they're moving to usage-based pricing starting June 1st. This is huge because it means as customers use these AI tools more intensively, Microsoft's revenue can scale accordingly.
And they're seeing that intensity increase dramatically. Copilot queries per user were up nearly 20% just quarter-over-quarter. Usage of their first-party agents is up 6x year to date. Amy Hood mentioned that in customer service, nearly 60% of their customers are already purchasing usage-based credits.
The infrastructure side of this story is equally compelling. They added another gigawatt of capacity this quarter and are on track to double their overall footprint in 2 years. But here's the kicker: they're still capacity constrained and expect to remain so through at least 2026. That's both a challenge and an opportunity.
Speaking of infrastructure, their CapEx guidance is eye-popping. They're expecting over $40 billion in fourth quarter alone, and for calendar 2026, they're projecting roughly $190 billion in capital expenditures. That includes about $25 billion from higher component pricing. When an analyst asked about investor concerns over CapEx growing faster than revenue, Amy Hood made a compelling case.
Right. She pointed to their $627 billion in remaining performance obligations. That's contracted revenue they still need to deliver. With demand consistently exceeding supply and usage intensity growing, they feel confident about the ROI on these investments. Satya added that they want to be ready when model capabilities hit those exponential moments, like when agent mode in Excel suddenly started working.
Let's talk about the segment performance. Productivity and business processes hit $35 billion in revenue, up 17%. Intelligent Cloud was $34.7 billion, up 30%. Azure specifically grew 40% in constant currency. The only soft spot was more personal computing at $13.2 billion, down slightly, mainly due to gaming revenue declining 7.9%.
The gaming decline was expected, though. They were up against tough comparables from strong first-party content last year. What's more interesting is their consumer strategy pivot. Satya mentioned they're doing foundational work to win back fans across Windows, Xbox, Bing, and Edge, focusing on quality and serving core users better.
Looking ahead, their fourth quarter guidance is strong. They're expecting total revenue between $86.70 and $87.8 billion, representing 13% to 15% growth. Azure growth is projected at 39 to 40% in constant currency, and they're expecting modest acceleration in the second half of calendar 2026.
One thing that stood out in the Q&A was the discussion about margins. Analysts keep asking how AI can be profitable given the massive infrastructure costs, but Microsoft is actually showing that AI margins are better than what they saw during the cloud transition. Amy Hood emphasized that when you move to consumption-based models that deliver high value to customers, the margins can be quite attractive.
There was also interesting commentary about the OpenAI partnership. Satya seemed very confident about their position, mentioning they have frontier model IP royalty-free through 2032, plus OpenAI remains a large customer. The partnership is evolving as both companies have grown.
What really comes through is Microsoft's conviction that they're positioned at the center of three massive TAMs: knowledge work, coding, and security. The combination of their structural position in these markets, the right business model evolution, and the exponential improvements in AI capabilities creates a compelling growth story.
For investors, the key tension seems to be the massive CapEx spending versus revenue growth timing. But with over 20 million Copilot seats growing rapidly, $37 billion AI AR growing 123%, and this transition to consumption models, Microsoft appears to be successfully monetizing the AI wave.
Before we wrap up, I need to remind everyone that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please, do your own due diligence.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. Microsoft's results show a company that's not just riding the AI wave, but actively shaping it. With their massive infrastructure investments and evolving business models, they're positioning themselves for what could be a multi-year growth cycle. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings analysis. Until then, stay curious.
See you next time.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.